The Fishing and Outdoor Report is brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of Highway 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernod Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernod Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernod's of Juneau for deer processing. Our Fishing and Outdoor Report kicks off like it does every single week, and that's when we go down to the Madison Chain to talk to Gene Dellinger at DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Gene, obviously, we had this super warm weather, record highs in Madison by, I think, 12 degrees, a lot of wind, which meant that goodbye to probably most, if not all, of the ice.
Yeah, I would think all of it's gone by now, that's for sure.
Yeah. I guess the good news that I'm hearing right now from a meteorological standpoint is it does look like we are going to get to more normal conditions for December, and it looks like it's going to stay that way for the next couple of weeks, which means now the lakes will really have a chance to hopefully firm up the way they should.
Yeah, let's hope that's the way it turns out. I mean, it's getting to be that time of year when things generally start to go our way, so let's hope that's the case.
What is the standard operating procedure on the Madison Chain? Would you say that you have a lot of people that put up shanties and people that drive on the ice, or is it more people that will go out there with ATVs and just camp out for the day?
Well, see, on our lakes over here on the chain in particular, but Dane County pretty much, but mostly on the chain, we have weight limits, so you can't drive a motor vehicle out. You can take ATVs and snowmobiles, and on a couple of the lakes, they actually have to have flotation on them to even do that.
Okay, good. That's good information to let our folks in the area, because they might be used to the way things are in Dodge County, Jefferson County.
Sure.
So let's talk a little bit about what we can expect on the season, or what we hope to expect. You know, I was talking to Todd up on Little Green Lake and about how many fish got dumped into the water this year. You know, they stocked the lake. Is there stocking? What kind of stocking procedures normally take place on any of the lakes on the chain?
Over here, they're mostly stocking game fish. When they do, it's going to be mostly walleyes. I don't think any of the lakes on the chain got much of a walleye stocking this year. Mendota has been part of a plan that's been ongoing for the last 6 or 7 years with a pretty good number of fish being put in every other year. Muskies are usually put in on the lower lakes on Monona and Wabisa. Some of that's funded by one of the local muskie clubs. And they usually put in a pretty good size number of that. As far as the pan fishing goes, it's pretty much the lakes do quite well on their own, so they don't really need much help that way.
That's amazing that those lakes are able to continue to pump out that great number of panfish. That just goes to show you that those fish have been able to thrive on the chain.
Yeah, I think it's a habitat thing. You know, I mean, some people complain about the lakes being quite fertile, but the fertileness of the lakes is what produces a good habitat for successful spawns and successful number of the fish that actually survive to adulthood, because there's plenty of hiding places with the weeds. The water is fertile enough that there's plenty of food even when they're young.
Sure.
And they do quite well.
Let's talk a little bit about your shop, and how are you guys doing right now from a standpoint of the whole supply chain? Are you guys getting in the stuff that you need, or are you still kind of patiently waiting or impatiently waiting?
I'm impatiently waiting for quite a bit of stuff. I mean, you know, there's nobody that's not going to be able to fish because of the shortage. It's just that there are going to be items that are hard to come by, that's for sure. And if you are the consumer and you're looking for anything in particular, whenever you find it and wherever you find it, you better just buy it, because you might not see it again.
Right. Instead of saying, oh, I'll come back, I'll go look someplace else and then come back. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Yeah. And that's coming directly from somebody in the business, folks, so take it to heart. Gene, what hours are you guys open with the ice fishing season?
Our winter hours are 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and then 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays. We are going to have some special hours coming up here for the holiday, for Christmas anyway. We'll be open from 6 a.m. till noon on Christmas Eve. We'll be closed Christmas Day, and then we'll just have regular operating hours during the New Year's Eve.
Excellent. As always, for folks that are making their way over to the Madison Chain and over to DNS, you guys are pretty darn easy to find.
Yeah, we're right up on the northeast side of town. We're at 1411 Northport Drive. We're about 3 or 4 minutes from the Warner Bay boat landing there. They can call us on the phone at 608-241-4225 or check us out on Facebook at DNS Bait and Tackle.
And they can always find an updated fishing report, by the way, on
every
on
Friday morning.
Excellent. Hey, Gene, make it a safe and make it a great weekend.
You too.
Well, each and every week here on the Fishing and Outdoor Report, we sit down with Todd from the landing up on Little Green. And Todd, kind of expected with temperatures the last several days. We're recording this on Thursday. And leading up to today, we had temperatures that were record highs. We knew that meant that a lot of the ice that was on area lakes was going to go away. And with that wind, it really went away on Little Green.
Yeah, you know, it opened right up. It's all open again. But, you know, a few days from now, maybe we'll be out ice fishing again.
Yeah, it sounds like this, that thin layer of ice and then got that insulating snow on top of it, now we can see that snow melt and kind of add to the ice, making it maybe some good ice for the whole season.
Right. Yeah, it'd be nice if we had another week of no snow and cold weather to get, you know, 4 to 8 inches of ice out there.
Yeah, typically, on Little Green, is this normal, but typically, when do you guys see where the lake is really, really safe to go on?
You know, usually, from what I can remember, we're usually driving out on the lake between Christmas and New Year's, somewhere okay. In that range.
Yeah, maybe.
So we're probably right on course for where we should be.
Yeah, sometimes it's just we just take different directions to get there, right?
Right. You know, some years it is really early, and some years it's the first, second week in January where we're driving. So, yeah, but usually right around Christmas, somewhere in that area, we're out there.
Hey, Todd, for people that are going to be making their way to Little Green, I know that the Lake Association usually dumps a lot of money into making sure that the lake is stocked. Was that the case again this year?
You know, it's the fishing club on Little Green. The Lake Association does put $2,000 towards it, but we have a fishing club that stocks all the fish.
Really?
And they do a really good job. Like this year, we put in $10,000 worth of fish.
Wow. And what varieties?
This year, every year it's a little different, and we can only put in what the DNR tells us. This year, we were allowed to put in perch.
Oh, nice.
So we put in 6,000 perch, then we put in 1,500 walleyes and 100 northern pike.
Yeah. I mean, and there's no way to know how many of those are going to make it through the winter and get to a point where they're going to be good adult fish.
For spawning. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a mix of small and big. I mean, some of those perch you put in were 13 inches big.
Oh!
So, I mean, they weren't all little tiny perch. There was a lot of big perch.
Oh, that's fantastic.
If we can just keep the fishermen from taking them all this winter so they can spawn, that would be the best thing.
But, right.
And then the DNR also puts in, they put in 500 and some muskies this year. And
means a big...
This year, we've put a lot of fish in the lake.
Oh, that's fantastic. That just means a big payoff for people, not only this winter, but obviously for whole years to come.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And that fishing club, you know, they put on one fundraiser in the summer, and then they do like a raffle and stuff in the winter. And, 100% of that money goes right back towards fish.
That's what it's all about. So, folks, coming up to Little Green Lake, where are they going to find you guys at the landing?
We are on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive.
Excellent. Todd, always a pleasure to get caught up with you. Hopefully next week when we...
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and now Mako Center Console Boats, want you to stop in to see their impressive showroom. Order your 2022 models now, and All Out Marine will store it for you until spring. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Be sure to visit them for all your boating needs at their location on Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Tracker dealer.
You know, he makes his way all around this part of the country. I'm talking about Pete Hupp from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. And Pete, I know that you will go wherever there is ice, and it sounds like you made your way a little bit north over the last week or so.
Yeah, I was up and around the Green Bay, north of there area, fishing some sloughs, got into some good perch, and then there was current the next day, and that bite totally went downhill, but had one really good day, got a nice limit of perch there, and then ventured around at Green Lake, Marquette County area, some of them northern lakes, and found some decent ice, anywhere from 3 to 4.5 inches probably As we're recording this, I was on Beaver Dam 2. I see where I had been ice fishing. It's completely gone now. And, yeah, looks to me like the whole lake got wiped off because of the high winds we had. But hopefully it looks like this weather is going to be cooling off and it should lock it up again. And we should be looking forward to some new ice that should be pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom line is this. I mean, we had a high temperature in Madison on Wednesday of 67 degrees. And, I mean, it smashed the all-time record by like 12 degrees. It was ridiculous. So, I mean, it's not something that we expect. It's completely out of the norm. We knew it was going to mess with ice. But let's be real, too, Pete. For a lot of people, especially people in northern Wisconsin where they got a lot of snow, the ice wasn't that great to start with. So maybe we start all from scratch all over again and it gets better.
I agree with that. I knew some people up in that Minocqua, Eagle River area, and they had a foot of snow on 4 inches of ice, and that turned into nothing but slush and made it very tough going. I would guess that somewhat settled down, but yeah, it'll be good just to get new fresh ice. And yeah, it was good to get on it, but yeah, I think we'll have better conditions coming up here.
Hey, Pete, once we do get ice and you're out there on a consistent basis, let's say in the next week or two, does your strategy at all change during the ice fishing season? Because obviously during the summer months when water temperatures change and, you know, there's constantly things that are happening, it seems like you guys got to really be on the fly making different calls on different baits and everything like that. What's it like in ice season? Is it just kind of like, hey, this is kind of what we do the entire season, or do you make changes?
Yeah, we change it up on them high pressure days, especially. You're going to downsize, go to a smaller bait. I like, you know, a very small tungsten or a tungsten fly for panfish. I've been using them a lot here in the last few years. And yeah, just basically presenting your bait differently. And the fish will let you know what they want and don't want. So just a matter of, you know, having it in your arsenal, mixing it up, and going after them in different ways.
That's what it's all about. You got to be willing to adapt, right?
Exactly, yep.
Hey, for folks out there that would love to have a great ice fishing experience, how do they get a hold of you for your guide service?
You can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Hupp or Best Damn Bait. And the bait shop is at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam, and that's open 24/7. So stop on in, and good luck if you can get out there on safe ice.
All I can say is this, Pete. Just cool your jets a little bit. The ice will be there soon, okay?
Yes, it will.
All right, Pete, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
You know, each and every week here on the Fishing and Outdoor Report, we head to the north. I don't mean like that far to the north. We go up to Fox Lake, and that's where we visit with Dave from Fish Tales on Fox Lake. And Dave, you're like everybody else that I've talked to so far today, bummed out because now all that ice that we had is completely gone.
Yes, it is. I didn't expect that, but everywhere I checked and people have come in, they said there's absolutely no ice anywhere.
No, there's not, and it doesn't matter where you were with your ice, whether you had an inch of ice or 3 inches of ice. The super warm temperatures over a couple of days, especially on Wednesday, and then those unbelievably strong winds have really knocked it out. But Dave, we were talking about this off air. This actually could be good news because the ice was a little bit iffy anyways, right?
Yes, it was.
So now we get a chance to start from scratch with some cold temperatures coming in for probably 10 to 14 days.
Yeah, the 14-day forecast is below freezing most of the mornings and everything, and that'll really make it even and consistent and everywhere you go instead of open water here, holes here, good ice there. So, I mean, I guess there is somewhat of a silver lining, but it really is disappointing that, you know, you get everything going and you get out there and now you got to wait.
Right. Well, I think one of the reasons that it's disappointing, Dave, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the ice fishing season, unlike the regular fishing season, is a short window.
Yeah, it is, especially recently.
Yeah.
The owner pulled out his calendar, and he keeps meticulous records, and the last 3 years have been very difficult. We get ice, and then it disappears. Then we don't get real good ice until mid to late January.
Right. Maybe this year will be different. Maybe now that the Winter Wonderland got its stuff out of the way, maybe now we can set ourselves up for some good ice. And I know that you guys typically, there is a lot of big ice fishing events on Fox Lake.
Oh, absolutely. We usually have a fishery almost every weekend starting in January. So, you know, I think we'll be okay by then, and we still plan on having these fisheries and stuff. But, yeah, it's very important to the area and the businesses that run it and the American Legion, all them. It's really important, so.
Yeah, hey, Dave, I wanted to ask you, you know, because of the fact that you talk to so many people that come in to fish on Fox Lake, would you say, from a percentage standpoint, that you have more people from out of the area that fish Fox Lake or more people from the area?
Oh, by far out of the area. They
really?
Call from all over before they come up. They ask me how it's going or whatever. But, yeah, the majority of them are not from around here.
Wow. I mean, that just kind of shows, that's testament to how great of a lake Fox Lake is to fish, either in summertime, but especially in wintertime.
Absolutely. Yep.
Now, for people that are going to be making their way to Fishtails, first of all, you guys are easy to find, right?
Oh, yeah. We're right on the main drag, right by the river. And if you want something, you know, to do, buy some gear, get your rigs ready, whatever. We're really well stocked.
Oh, and that's kind of been an important thing to talk about, because there's been all kinds of talks about supply chain issues.
Well, most places have that issue. We do not.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
All right, well, get ready to get your doors cleaned off now, because now we've let the cat out of the bag. Hey,
well, that's fine.
Hey, Dave, what hours are you currently open?
We're still open at 6 in the morning until 7 at night. Once the season kicks in for ice fishing, we'll be open at 5.
Excellent. Dave, always a pleasure to get caught up with you. You have a great weekend. Looking forward to some good ice on Fox Lake, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, Rick. Thanks.
Today's Fishing and Outdoor Report was brought to you by All Out Marine in Allenton, your marine experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, and Regency Boats, a family-owned independent dealership just off of 41 and D at Allenton. And by Pernet Hazy Meats of Juneau and Pernet Premium Meats of Johnson Creek. See Pernets of Juneau for deer processing.